Jesus said, "A little while and you will see me no longer, and again a little while and you will see me." He also promised his disciples, "So also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you." The church waits for the coming of Jesus, the end of the little while, where we are unable to see him face to face. While we wait, we read his words, study his promises, and trust in the sacrifice he made to redeem us from sin, death, and the power of the devil. In the midst of life, in the midst of tragedies and triumphs, while we wait, we have the eternal hope of life everlasting in the mansions of the Father. Yet Jesus did not leave us without his presence, without his comfort. He sent the Holy Spirit to call us to faith, to enlighten us with the gifts God bestows upon his people. Faith is assured and certain knowledge that Jesus' death and resurrection are for you and your redemption from sin and death. Faith is more than knowledge. It is now acknowledging and agreeing that the message of hope is true. Faith is a trust in that true knowledge. You are saved from the guilt of your sin. You are given life in Jesus' name by God's rich gift of love and grace alone. In order to give us tangible proof of his mercy, Jesus gave the church the sacraments, which bring us the forgiveness of sins and renew our faith in him. God invites us to come into his presence to receive these gifts, given without price, given out of his love. Please accept his invitation by joining us at Trinity Lutheran Church to hear his word, to receive his gift of redemption, as we gather each Sunday at 9 a.m. May our Lord grant you the peace and joy which coming from knowing Jesus Christ. Amen.